I'm Jason Brown with LPP News and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. On December 14, 2024, at approximately 5:09 p.m., Bishop CHP was notified of a vehicle versus bicycle collision on US 395 just south of County Road. Bishop CHP units responded to the scene, and upon arrival, they located a gray van with moderate front-end damage on the right shoulder. Officers located the driver of the van standing next to the van on the tight shoulder. Officers also located an unresponsive party partially in the windshield of the van. Immediately upon Big Pine Fire Department's arrival on scene, the party was declared deceased. Due to the evidence in lanes, traffic was diverted around the scene of the collision via School Street for approximately 2.5 hours. Alcohol or drugs are not considered to be a factor in this collision, but it is still under investigation. The names of both parties and the CHP incident report are available online at sierrawave.net. Well, Alina Marie Berry, 85, of Lone Pine, passed away peacefully at her home on December 11th. Born on January 8th of 1939 in Lone Pine to Perry and Cecilia Carrasco Pratt, Alina was a cherished member of the community who dedicated her life to family, friends, banking, and service to others. After spending her early school years in Avenel, California, Alina returned to her beloved Lone Pine, where she graduated from Lone Pine High School in 1956. She married her sweetheart, Jack Berry, in 1957, beginning a beautiful partnership that would span 64 years until his passing. A rosary will be held on Thursday, December 19th at 10:30 a.m. at the Santa Rosa Catholic Church in Lone Pine, followed by a funeral mass at 11 a.m. A reception will be held following Mass at the new location of the Alabama Hills Cafe in Lone Pine. For the complete obituary, please visit sierrawave.net. Well, Sierra Forever offers free crafts, activities, outings in the snow and in the desert this holiday season and into the new year. From creating seasonal crafts indoors to hiking in the Alabama Hills in the southern Inyo County to snowshoeing in the Mammoth Lakes area of Mono County, Sierra Forever offers plenty of opportunities for holiday and winter fun beginning Saturday, December 1st. So in the Lone Pine area, Saturday, December 1st from 11 to 3, holiday crafts at the Eastern Sierra Interagency Visitor Center at the intersection of US 395 and California 136 in Lone Pine. Locals and visitors are invited to stop by the Visitor Center and create holiday decorations to celebrate the season. Sunday, December 22nd from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., holiday naturally in the Alabama Hills in Lone Pine. Meet volunteers at the Mobius Arch Loop Trailhead for a walk around some of the less well-visited areas of the Alabama Hills and experience a bit of the holiday season naturally. Dress in layers, wear sturdy walking shoes, and practice sun protection by wearing a hat and sunscreen. Bring drinking water and snacks. Children must be accompanied by an adult at all times. Questions about the Lone Pine area outings and activities, please write Ashley at sierraforever.org. Let's move our attention up the hill to what they're doing in Mammoth Lakes area. Saturday, December 21st from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and continuing every Saturday through June 25th. Free guided snowshoe hikes starting at Mammoth Lakes Welcome Center at 2510 Main Street in Mammoth Lakes. Meet at the Welcome Center for a free 1.5 to 2-mile snowshoe hike over mostly flat snowy trails guided by a knowledgeable naturalist. Learn about winter ecology and local wildlife. No previous experience is necessary, and Sierra Forever has about a dozen pairs of snowshoes available to participants. We would like to keep the size of groups manageable, so please RSVP and direct any questions to Michelle at sierraforever.org. Please dress warm, layered clothing and waterproof boots, hats, gloves, mittens, wear sunglasses and sunscreen for snow glare, bring drinking water and a snack, and if you have your own pair of snowshoes, bring those as well. Children must be accompanied by an adult at all times. Interpretive outdoor hikes, whether in the desert or in the snow, are subject to cancellation without prior notice due to weather or other factors. And for a schedule of all these and other holiday events hosted by Sierra Forever, go to sierraforever.org/events. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you today's news, and we appreciate you for tuning in and listening. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net. Follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Sierra Wave Media. We are the local community's news.